Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Is that a third voice I hear? Sorry, that's a really awful way to start the show. This is Tulip Mania, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Where do you go to school?
Tufts.
Oh, yeah. So, not only am I Eli.
And I'm Maddie.
But.
I'm Veronica.
That's right, we have a guest. Our first official guest.
Ale,
we had trainees, and you were a trainee.
I was one of
but
them.
You've graduated.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, and that's the only way that we know you.
Is yeah.
Being a trainee.
Yeah.
What if?
Also my girlfriend, we should say.
What? This is the first I'm hearing of this.
Yeah.
This is the,
This is lore.
This is lore.
Official reveal.
Yeah.
Like lore.
Lore.
Cool.
Is this Tulip Mania lore now?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, we're back at it with another Spiral edition. Is that where we're going with now that we? I think we're like adequately far enough away from the spiraling and falling episode
yeah.
that we can now have a spiraling segment with no relation.
I still think telephone.
Telephone
guys.
Is cute. My dad.
Radio phone.
That he coined the idea of a spiral.
The idea of a spiral?
Of like a music spiral where you go from one song to
the
next.
Is it an idea? Like, is it a thing?
Oh. My dad says yes.
Yeah.
He says yes.
Was he the one who inspired this one? Like this, the Tulip Mania spiral?
Sort of.
Okay.
He inspired you a little bit.
He did inspire me and I inspired Eli. So it's sort of a spiral of inspiration, if you will.
I love that.
Spiralation.
I like that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So therefore it's
it
a
is a spiral of inspiration though because it inspires your next picks.
Yeah.
Inspiration spiral.
Inspiralation.
Inspiralation. Okay, can that be that?
I said it already.
Okay, no, but that, can that be the name of the inspiralation?
Yeah, I love that.
Okay, this is inspiralation 4?
Yes.
Or 3?
I feel like it's 3.
I'm pretty sure it's 3 cuz we had two sessions of training.
True. That makes sense.
Yeah. So,
what did we hear?
Veronica started us out with this week's inspiralation. What did you start with?
I believe the title is Asthma of the Odious Sun by Brutus the 8th?
Yeah.
Yeah.
V-I-I-I. That was a great song. From there...
I liked it a lot, too. Let me make that clear.
Yeah. Anyway, from there, we texted in the group chat who should go next, and I think I said you.
Which
as in, Eli said Maddie.
Me.
Yeah.
Eli said Maddie.
For our audio listeners, there was a point that happened. As in, I pointed across the room.
Yes.
And then...
There was a point made.
Yeah. That's good.
That was funny, Eli.
That's funny. Joe, if you're listening, what's up with that? Okay. So, what did you choose?
And then I... didn't know where to go, and I thought the, like, sort of beat of it sounded like this Vampire Weekend song, which I only ever play 3 artists on this show, and it's Vampire Weekend, Elliot Smith, and Belle and Sebastian, so obviously I had to pick
that's
one of
that's the Holy Trinity.
Kind of true, of, like, twee slash depressed people, yeah.
You know, under, like, on this playlist, under, like, recommended playlist from this one, twee is the first one. Just
nice. That's all I've ever wanted.
Yeah.
So I picked Taxi Cab by Vampire Weekend because I feel like it has a similar undercurrent.
All right.
Shall we?
Let's check it out.
Unsentimental. Driving around, sure of myself, sure of it now. You stand so close to me, like the future was supposed to be. In the aisles of the grocery, in the blocks uptown. I remember well. But if I'd forgotten, could you tell? In the shadow of your first attack, I was questioning and looking back. You said, baby, we don't speak of that, like a real aristocrat. compound to compound, lazy and safe, wanting to leave it, wanting to wait. When the taxi door was open wide, I pretended I was horrified by the uniform and gloves outside of the courtyard gate. You're not a victim, but neither am I. Nostalgic for garbage, desperate for time. I could blame it on your mother's hair or the colors that your father wears, but I know that I was never fair. You were always fine. Sentimental, traveling around, sure of myself, sure of it now. But you were standing so close to me, like the future was supposed to be. In the aisles of the grocery, in the blocks uptown, I remember, remember it well. And if I've forgotten, could you tell? In the shadow of your first attack, I was questioning and looking back. You were standing on another track, like a real aristocrat.
Talking.
Check.
Look at, does it sound like anything?
Yeah, it does. Well, it looks like something.
Okay.
Speak louder.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah. Wait, okay.
Just turn it up.
Are you on three?
Yeah.
I'm on three.
No, I'm on four. Who's on three?
You know, I performed that at a forensics competition in sixth grade.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah, I know. I don't know
what. That's like exactly your kind of humor.
That sucks to hear.
You performed just that joke?
With another person.
And why at a forensics competition?
Forensics is like speech and debate, right?
Yeah.
What? And yeah. You performed a joke?
It's like a piece of media. I don't know. There's a certain je ne sais quoi about it.
How long was the performance?
Like 2 minutes, probably. But we riffed. We riffed it out, which was just
you
repetition.
Riffed? Who's on what? Who's on third?
First.
Who's on first? Who's on
What's
what?
On second? I don't know. Who's Sorry. On third?
Who's yeah. on what? Whoa.
Yeah. Then it's like, yeah.
That gets crazy.
It's like a fractal.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and Ethan Drolna. Wonder what he's
Shout
up to.
Out
if you're
to
listening,
Ethan.
I haven't spoken to you since eighth grade, but.
We miss you.
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah, it was
Maybe
bad.
We'll switch
we didn't win.
Mics.
Okay.
Turn on two.
All right, I'm over here now.
Wait, you're on four or three?
Three. Two,
okay, that
two,
should be
two,
working.
Two, one, two, four.
It looks better. Okay.
We have a 1, 2, 4 going right now. No, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
We have 1, 2, 3 going
testing,
on.
One, two,
Why
three.
Is four in the middle? Oh, it's clearly not supposed to be. Okay.
Oh, they're crossing over.
They're crossing streams.
Anyway. That was Taxi Cab by Vampire Weekend.
It was, and I heard that, and I don't really remember. I was pretty stumped for a while.
We were all together for a minute.
Yeah. And then I walked home, I think, and chose Never As Tired As When I'm Waking Up. By LCD Sound System.
Was that
system.
How you were feeling?
No.
Okay.
It was at night. I remember I was walking uphill.
Were you more or less tired as waking up?
In that as moment? When I'm waking up?
As when you're waking up.
Less. Because I'm never as tired as when I'm waking up. By LCD Sound System. Let's hear it.
Wasted and complacent.
All right.
Okay, so that was my audition, and then it spiraled back to Veronica.
Yeah.
Wait, go talk about your motivation.
Yeah.
It just sounded like similar at some points, I think.
Never as awake as when I'm going to sleep. Right?
So true. That's when all the introspection, deep thinking.
Yeah, good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
I think they, like, LCD sound system and Vampire Weekend also have, like, that, like, New York 2011.
New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down?
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. Both of those could have been used in Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
You know?
So true. You keep making Gossip Girl
because
references.
Gossip Girl has literally the most brilliant soundtrack ever.
But I've not seen formative. It, so I don't...
It conveys such a time and place
right.
in the best way possible.
Where I was... I never was there, but I felt like
yeah,
I was.
Yeah.
And
a time and place such as was never possible.
No, you're
no,
right.
No, like
exactly.
In a way that's like hardly possible. They did it so well. Like okay. The Rihanna.
Yeah. And I'm gonna keep making Gossip Girl references.
That's cool. I think it was also Dre who was doing that.
Well, she goes to Columbia.
Yeah.
She's living it.
Yeah.
Dre, this
she's
is
gossiping
for you.
The new girl.
Shout out to Dre.
Is she listening? No
she
way.
She's home today. She probably just got home, actually.
I hope that went well.
Me too.
Me too. Me three.
Wow. Okay.
Right?
What was your song? We're only on song four, and we're a third of the show down, so we gotta pick up the pace.
Okay. I think I heard, like, a little bit, like, there was a moment in the last song that reminded me a lot of On Parade? Question mark? Is that what I chose?
Mm-hmm.
On Parade by Electrolane, which, what did I say? Like, Electrolane is Stereo Lab for nice people.
Yeah.
I take that personally.
We'll
move on.
Yeah. So let's hear it and then we can discuss.
Sure. Off air.
Whoa. That cut out really quickly. Okay. I can totally see the Stereo Lab connect there.
Yeah. Wait. And I hear the previous song as well.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know what I see in the next song? Same title.
And that is where I went.
Yeah.
It would
have been really funny if you chose a Stereo Lab song and then we talked about it.
Yeah, that'd be crazy. You know, you gotta pick different reasons why you choose the next song. Some of them are sonically, some of them are vibes.
Yeah.
Some of them are lyrics.
Yeah.
Some of them are artist connections.
Yeah.
And others are just that they both have the word parade in the title.
Yeah.
And that is the case here.
And again, I'm staying true to myself and playing an Elliott Smith song.
Right.
So.
What song is that?
Rose Parade.
Should we hear it?
Let's.
Do you want to say more?
No, no more.
Say less.
Okay. Say less.
Ask me to come down and watch the parade. To march down the street like the Duracell bunny. The weekend away from the cavalcade. Throwing out candy that looks like money. Passing by that all seem to be going the other way. So won't you follow me down to the Rose Parade? Tripped over a dog in a choke chain collar. People were shouting and pushing and saying. Smoke for a food stamp dollar. Ridiculous marching band started playing. Got me singing along with some half-hearted victory. Fucking up even the simplest lines. I'd say it's a sight that's quite worth seeing. It's just that everyone's interest is stronger than mine. When they clean the street, I'll be the only shit that's left behind. Won't you follow me down to the Rose Parade? Won't you follow me down to the Rose Parade? Won't you follow me down to the Rose Parade?
Did you guys play the recorder?
What's the first song you learned on the recorder?
Was definitely it definitely Hot Cross Buns?
Wait, what color was your recorder?
Brown.
And did I have a recorder? I don't know.
Mine was purple.
Yours? Like clear purple?
I feel like I had I want to say white or green one.
No, ours were like
cream.
Like matte.
Beige. Yeah, I know which ones you're talking about. Those are the
I did have
ones.
One of those like.
They were given to us.
I had one of the like the train whistles that goes choo choo.
It goes what? Do it again. Nice.
Yeah, that was like my favorite. The next song was
that was Rose Parade by Elliott Smith.
Yeah, I chose Feel Good by Numbers because I don't.
Is by Numbers?
I think it was like some. Yeah, no, sorry. Feel Good
title?
By Numbers is the title.
Okay.
It's by the Go! Exclamation point team.
Right.
I chose it. I think the chords I thought were similar, and also because I thought the last song was happy, even though you thought it was a downer. Like the lyrics were definitely.
That's Elliott Smith, you know, he's all about that contrast.
That juxtapose.
Wait.
Yeah, so let's hear Feel Good by Numbers
this
by
is a
the Goat Team.
Good turn.
One, two, three, four.
have.
All right.
Go, team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to do it. I already did the train noise. Does anyone have a PSA that they'd like to read?
I do.
So is that? Me? Is there a mouse in the studio?
I do.
Okay, Veronica, take it away.
Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. That sounds like a... by the way. There's an ellipsis.
Who's that from?
A message in the public interest... from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational MPI. Radio.
Wow, so that was just a... So we, I guess people do just make them up.
Yeah.
A message in the public interest?
Like, could we print one and
just put it in there?
They'll talk about that off air.
No. Okay. Our next song...
It was a V pick, yeah?
Yeah.
It was a V pick. And it was a V good pick, yeah, honestly.
A very good pick is what that means.
It was very Annika.
Yeah. I think...
Veronica.
Whoa.
Wow. What did you choose?
I chose Naturally, Linus and Lucy.
Naturally.
I've never heard that.
Covered by Mr. Anderson .Paak himself.
Let's give it a listen.
Is it Anderson .Paak period, right?
Anderson period. Space .Paak.
Anderson period space
.Paak. Oh, there's a space? I didn't know that.
Or Anderson space .Paak. Anderson space period .Paak.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks for that kiss at the end, Anderson .Paak. All right, Maddie, where did you take that?
So
why don't you take it from here?
So Christmas, right?
Ever heard of it?
Christmas is just, what is it? What? Just a few days away.
Oh, Christmas, just a week away.
Yeah, I still don't get that.
Yeah, it's because I couldn't find the real video.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought, well, that was a Christmas song, but I don't want to be playing another Christmas song at this time of year.
November.
It being November. So I thought of a song that maybe, you know, was Christmas adjacent.
Mm-hmm.
And that obviously led me to Anything by Adrian Lenker.
Not just anything, but anything in particular.
Anything in, I mean, it led me to Anything, really. Yeah. But specifically Anything by Adrian Lenker. So good.
Very pretty song. I didn't really know where to go from there.
Yeah.
Because I could either go back to Elliott Smith, which is not allowed.
No.
Or go back to Adrian Lenker, which is not allowed.
No.
So I slept on it, I think. I don't really remember when I added.
I think you did sleep on it.
I think I did sleep on it. Let's close friend activity.
And then you woke up and you have never been more tired.
No, I added it yesterday, but I think it was like, maybe I napped on it. I don't know. Okay. I did something. And then I found... It'll All Work Out by Blake Mills. And I honestly think this song just, like, showed up in my Discover Weekly, and it was like one of those songs that I knew already.
Happens.
Yeah, and I was like, wait, what is this? Oh my god, wait, this is totally fitting.
Yeah.
I found it totally fitting.
Yeah.
I feel like in a lot of senses.
Yeah. I don't know it, so.
In like the
what's the title?
What do you call, like,
It'll All Work Out?
Like, mm-hmm. Anything? In like the fuck.
Oh.
Oh.
Bleep. Beep.
Like, whatever, like, the music equivalent of syntax is, like, the way that he, like, I don't know, just keep,
like,
just
his flow.
Play it. I don't know, like, I don't have
yeah, the way he
I
flows
feel
on
inadequate
that.
In describing, in describing why I feel like it sounds similar, because you guys are both, like, musicians, so. But also, like, he talks about childhood, so, like,
oh,
true.
Like, this is a little.
There you go.
I was not very dialed into the lyrical content, but.
Wait.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Are you, Veronica, more of a lyric listener?
No. Never.
Wow.
I will literally play a song.
Listener?
I listen to a song and I decide how I feel about it based on like how it makes my brain.
You're
feel.
Also not a lyric listener.
Yeah.
And
she like does work and listens to
yeah.
words
Man.
With songs. Songs
with
words.
Words.
So that really is a fitting title.
With shameless plug.
Shameless plug. Every other Saturday at 8 AM, come to this place and listen to Songs with Words.
That's WMFO.org.
With me and Joe. Joe.
Stop
George.
What you're doing, which will be sleeping. Wake
so
up.
So wake up.
Be never as tired as you were before.
I knew cool. that was coming.
Anyway. Let's get back to it with It'll All Work Out by Blake Mills.
Yeah, well.
This Valley Mormon family with 7 hungry mouths to feed, and that's how she learned to raise my sister and me. And voted Nixon in the 70s. It would all work out. It would all work out. My mother was the youngest child. No college education wasn't ever her style, but she knew just how to make a quarterback smile. It would all work out. It'll all work out. My father loved us right. Stayed up at night trying to keep the checkbook tighter than a duck's ass going down a water slide. Became a victim of the mortgage spikes. Collections calling every night since 1999. In 10 more years, you think the interest rates decline. It'll all work out. It'll all work out. It'll all work out. Get your knowledge straightened out with an air of desperation in the way it sounded. Like he'd bet on it and now it seemed his odds were down. But thank you, Dad, I love you and I hope you're proud. And I'm sorry that I didn't take the road you laid down. But it'll all work out. It'll all work out. It'll all work out. Yeah, he steal out. Don't be scared, I know you can steal through down. It'll all work out. It'll all work out. Now I don't feel a speck of hate. Really, no, I'm trying to get my story straight. And you called me from the car when you were on your way with your friend to San Francisco that you told me was gay. And I guess he was a closet straight. Get it all out now. It'll all work out. It'll all work out. It'll all work out.
Okay.
It all worked out.
It all worked out in the end. Veronica's getting cold feet.
I just thought of a better...
Eli's getting warm feet.
Yeah. It's really, under the really desk. Warm by the... whatever these are.
You know what's crazy is I just looked over this What's Your Favorite Song Right Now list, and my eyes fell onto The Pain of Two Legs.
Death on Two Legs. You know that Queen song?
No.
Really crazy song. I like that song.
That's a good impression.
It's like maybe two octaves up.
Yeah. So you went from that to...
I kind of pondered for a while. My initial... first of all, I was kind of under a time crunch because...
This is true.
This was this afternoon.
Yeah.
They don't need to know that.
We prepare.
But I wanted to... immediately I was like, don't think twice, it's all right. Duh. But then I remembered that you played something.
I've played
either the same one or
the Joan Baez.
The Joan Baez one.
Yeah. Well, that's the best one. So
that's
the one that I like. That's the one that I like.
I'd say it's the best one.
It's the one that I would have played. And so I want to be a little bit more creative, and I just thought of a better one than this, but I won't even mention it. Like, it's fine. And I thought I recalled a song with like that kind of aggressive strum that we hear in that one.
Yeah.
Nice.
Am I correct? There's an aggressive strum.
There is an aggressive strum.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought of my favorite EP in the whole world. I don't know what it's called. Prospect Hummer by Animal Collective.
Anko.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Annika's still listening, but she's a big Animal Collective fan.
And I thought of the last song, which is I Remember Learning How to Dive, not Drive.
Not Drive.
Which I thought not it was drive. Until today.
Shall we?
You don't remember? I'm not going to make the joke. Okay.
Distract myself, and the way you are now, I just want.
Also,
all right, the mics are on mid-conversation.
New Slang by The Shins. You know that song?
Oh, love.
Okay.
Has that that Velveteen Rabbit sound.
Hey, I hate to interject here, but we do have a radio show to host.
Yeah.
That was I Remember Learning How to Dive, Not Drive, by Animal Collective.
Animal Collective.
And you chose?
Animal Collective is from Baltimore. I wanted to choose another Baltimore artist.
Wait, I didn't know either of them was from Baltimore.
That's a fun reveal.
Do you have my good grammar there?
Yeah. Snail Mail from Ellicott City, Maryland.
Wow.
Well, there's this radio station in Baltimore, or like Baltimore County, WTMD.
Yeah.
Independent radio station. Shout out. 89.7 WTMD. It used to be W Towson, Maryland, TMD. But then they changed it to, like, Total Music Discovery. Just so lame. But they played a lot of, like, artists that were from Baltimore or, like, smaller artists that then went on to become big.
Yeah.
Like Snail Mail, which, you know, she's pretty big now.
It's in like the post-adolescence glow.
Glow, exactly. Shout out.
That'd be awesome if it stood for WMFO. Like, yeah. It was the same letters.
Anyway, so Snail Mail, Heat Wave, also happening. Heat wave.
True, it's 75 degrees outside. Well, not anymore, but yeah.
But let's hear it. You are listening. This is Maddie, and you are listening. And it's also Tulip Mania. To 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Thank you to Veronica for being our first official guest.
Round of applause. Snaps.
Thank you. It's been an honor.
It was
fun. I'm really grateful to have been invited by you.
You were a really great spiraler.
Thank you. Yeah. It means the world.
You, what was it? Inspiration?
Inspiration, yeah.
Ooh. You inspiraled very well.
Yeah. Oh, so true.
All
should
right.
we just get to that last song?
I think so. The last song says the word Green Eyes a couple times, and I chose Green Eyes by Erykah Badu. So we'll hear probably 10% of the song. But
let's get into it. Good Thanks. Night.
Good night.
I don't care.